At first obnoxious, the Ior, now heard frequently from the ranch corral, is becoming somewhat the norm. Still, Cody, the Palomino barrel horse in the neighboring pen, isn't so sure he likes the donkey next door. Often, he'll still lay his ears back and charge towards the long-eared, rough-haired, crest-necked equine of sorts nearby. Actually, when the roper brought what some might call a burro into the ranch yard, Cody had a fit conniption. That strange-sounding, a bit weird-looking, sure enough, quite long-eared visitor is becoming acquainted with the roper daughter's mare. They're corral mates now with intentions to move together to a summer pasture lot for convenience of care. While owning a donkey or two through the years, they typically haven't been around long. The one rode quite well and sold at a profit. What his owner called a mammoth jack, big male donkey, trained readily and supposedly became a fine riding mount. Ranch manager has goats too and keeps what's defined as a miniature donkey around to keep predators away. More common around the ranch has been mules with a wide variety of successes and disarrays through decades. One pretty mule was doing well before coming down with mortal sickness. Another big mule came from several hundred miles for training and was a runaway. He never bucked, but would take off running like a greyhound, nearly unstoppable. A big mule team was almost purchased one time, but the deal fell through. With that experience, knowledge about donkeys, mules, and their sounds has been limited. According to those in the know, horses neigh or whinny, which most already knew. Donkeys bray, sounding like e-or, hee-haw, or nasal vocalizing, ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah. A mule does not sound exactly like a donkey, or a horse, yet is similar to a donkey, but also has whinnying characteristics of a horse, starting with a whinny, ending in a yee-haw. Sometimes mules whimper. Ugh. Mules are offspring of a male donkey, Jack, and a mare. Offspring of a stallion and female donkey, Jenny, is a henny. Mules and hennies are sterile. Way more than anybody wanted to know. However, nowhere does the Bible say Mary rode a donkey to Bethlehem, although one might have been available. Reminded of Genesis 43:24, Joseph gave donkeys their feed. Hallelujah!